Well, we're on the telephone with Lee Hoyt with Kugler Company. Lee works in dealer support, sales support, and test plot coordination for Kugler Company, which is based in southwest Nebraska. Lee, we missed you at Husker Harvest Days last week with all the weather and such, but wanted to follow up here and find out what your main message was at the show last week.
Well, we have introduced a slow-release nitrogen product called KQXRN, and we have had that for around 8 years and are still pushing the product. It's a foliar-type product that works very well on any types of crops.
Now, I know you announced in 2013 that you were going to be expanding into the central and eastern corn belt. So tell us how that's going.
We have expanded our territory or our footprint, so to speak, in eastern states as far as Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, so forth, Minnesota. We have gone into conjunction with Hydrite Company out of Waterloo. They have a manufacturing plant in Waterloo and also Terre Haute, Indiana. They manufacture ATS, ammonium thiosulfate, and KTS, potassium thiosulfate. And we're going to work with them on some low salts and also the XRN development back in those areas.
So again, for folks in those areas that may not be as familiar with Kugler as farmers are in the Western Corn Belt, talk about the line of products that you offer.
Okay, we offer a specialty line of products, and leading those, like I said before, is the KQXRN. It is a 28% nitrogen, with 72% of that nitrogen being in the slow release form. It's non-corrosive, has a salt index of 6 versus your 32% of 68 or 63 in that vicinity. It's non-burning. When used alone, it mixes with any fungicides, herbicide, and insecticide. And you can actually visibly see the product on the leaf up to 72 hours after spraying. It has we have developed a formulation that's kind of a stickiness that makes it stick to the plant, and it helps your chemicals and your fungicides stay on that leaf and work overtime, so to speak.
Yeah, and another thing we might point out is Kugler has a long history working with farmers, right?
Yes, sir. We've been, the company originally started in 1924 by Carl Kugler and is now owned by Russ's wife. Russ passed away about 12 years ago, and then his wife and two sons took it over, and they have been running the company ever since. Started out as a gas station and a zoo in Culbertson, Nebraska, and Russ developed the line of fertilizer. He was the first manufacturer of ATS west of the Mississippi, and has kind of grew from there.
So if people want to learn more, they can go to your website?
Yes, sir. They can go to www.kuglercompany.com or www.kqxrn.com.